Email column at rte.ie.
The Colm Hayes Show on 2FM.
Okay, it's 13 away from midday. Let me bring you back a year in time. On December 4th, 2012, 20-year-old Adam Lanza fatally shot 20 children and 6 adult staff members at Sandy Hook Elementary School in the village of Sandy Hook in Connecticut. Before driving to the school, Lanza had shot and killed his mother Nancy at their Newtown home. As first respondents arrived, Adam took his own life by shooting himself in the head. The wound is still deep, the scar is still open, and I think at that moment when it happened last year, all our hearts just stopped for a period of time. Obviously, everyone clung to their kids, everyone thought about the kids in their school, in your school, where they're going, what's happening, and we all took account of what was going on in our lives. It's a year, as I said, it is a year tomorrow. Kelly contacted us last year after the Sandy Hook school shooting, and we're just wondering how a community a year later, how they're doing and how they're dealing with it. Kelly, how are you?
Hi, Colm, how are you?
You were originally from the area of Sandy Hook.
Yeah, not exactly Sandy Hook. We're from Southbury, which is just over the bridge.
Yeah.
But we share a lot of the same resources, same shops and neighbors and things like that. Actually, I just correct you. You said December 4th. It's actually December 14th.
Sorry, I meant to say December 14th. Apologies, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's still very, very raw.
Yeah, of course. I mean, even listening to you talk about it there is just making me, like, well up and get really upset. It's a year tomorrow, but, I mean, it's going to be raw. It's going to be fresh with everybody, as it is with me, for sure.
How is the community in the Sandy Hook area now, a year later?
Well, I don't live there. I live here. I have been back. So what I can say from talking to people at home and, you know, the kind of general consensus is that, you know, it's kind of one of these things like when, I mean, not to compare, but when 9/11 happened, you know, people are looking to other people for answers. They're looking to get past it but not forget it at the same time, you know. People there don't want to be remembered for what's happened there, but they don't want people to forget either. It's a real kind of funny one.
I know. It's, you know, it's as I said, you know, just even as I'm reading out and it's there in front of me in black and white as a script, and you're going, you know, 20-year-old Adam Lanza fatally shot 20 children. And just as you're going across that, because I have 2 kids myself, you're going across that, you just go, oh, my God. Like, just think about it. That's, you know, an entire school, an entire community, an entire town is never, ever going to forget this moment. That period of maybe 30 minutes, an hour, or whatever. How do you actually deal with that? How do you get the sense that they're dealing with it?
Again, like it's really hard to say. I'd say it's a very individual thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of anger right now.
Is there? What's the anger directed at?
The anger is directed at how things have become public. There was a 48-page report that was released about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm going to say probably closer to three or 4 weeks ago now. There's been some 911 tapes that have been since released. And there's been a lot of people fighting, verbally attacking each other over who has the right to hear those things.
Uh-huh.
There's still like a barrage of people that think this is some kind of twisted conspiracy that never happened. You know, it brings out, when bad things happen, it brings out all kinds of people. And
isn't there a macabre fascination in our world to hear those tapes, to hear at that moment, I don't know what it is with the human species, but there is this fascination. Oh my God, did you hear what happened? And she was running out of then she rang. And then you stand back going, hang on a second. There are young boys, young girls, there's kids losing their lives as this call was taken. You know, we can't be so fascinated with that. We need to remove ourselves from that.
They are, though, unfortunately. I mean, the only thing I suppose I could say, I read that report.
Yeah.
I had a baby 2 weeks ago with my first child, and like this is like even rawer with me this year. It really, really is. And to think about what's happened, I read that report when I was still pregnant with her, and I just made me so angry. It really did. I mean, there's some details in there that are just so innate, but at the same time, you just, I don't know if you want me to tell you what it says. I mean, but
yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, some of the things they touch on this kid's behavior before what happened, and it boils down to the fact that he was very disturbed that the mother catered to every need that he had to, I don't know, avoid or compensate for something. I don't know. Spent an awful lot of money trying to make things easy for him. They communicated via text message, even though they lived in the same house on the same floor. She, fueled his interest for guns. You know, she didn't go in his room. She didn't let anybody that needed to come in the house or was warned never to ring the bell and disturb him. Mm. You know, she really just, let this kind of behavior fester, and she didn't ask for help.
So is the anger there? Is the anger there as well? Like any major tragedy, that there's a point at somewhere, a year before, 2 months before, that it could have been avoided by people, intervening or with the moment. So is that the anger, that this could have actually been stopped? There was enough signals there, but they were being
hidden.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm very angry after I read it, and I sat there and I cried. And I can't be in this woman's shoes. In a way, it's not fair to judge, but she had, this seemed like an intelligent woman. I don't know what was wrong with her. It made me really angry to hear that she had not done anything about it. One of my really good friends that I grew up with, but at the same time, and I will say something.
Yeah.
One of my good friend, my sister's best friend, actually, she tutored this kid in math. Maybe about a year before this happened.
Yeah.
So it was 2011.
Yeah.
She math tutored him, and she said she didn't have any indication that he had any disturbance, in the time that she was with him.
Gosh.
So I don't know. It's hard to know, but this woman lived with him, and she knew him the best, and she just covered it.
Well, it's tough. Hindsight is a tough old subject to talk about. She probably thought he was difficult. He was going to get himself into trouble. I need to protect him. She probably never imagined that he was going to do what he did.
Well, how could she?
No mother ever thinks that. And I'm not defending her or defending what happened, because it's absolutely appalling.
She paid the ultimate price as well.
Well, yeah. So what's going to happen tomorrow, do you know? Is there masses, memorials? Because the school has been bulldozed and is a closed area now. There's nothing there, is there?
No, I don't believe there's anything there, and it's a secure area just in case, because there are, again, these people that have an interest. And, they want to come and take pieces of it or whatever. So I think that's all been secured and taken away.
Sorry, people want to actually take bits of the school?
They wanted, from what I understand, people wanted to take remnants of the school.
Wow.
As it had been bulldozed. So it is a secure site.
Right.
I don't know what the situation is at this very moment, if it's all been taken away. But I imagine it has.
So do you know tomorrow, is there memorials? I presume there will be. I presume there'll be masses. Yeah. But the Sandy Hook community wanted to be very close, very personal. Again, I would imagine the world media is going to be there tomorrow. There's going to be every satellite dish, every trailer from Channel 7 to Channel 52, are going to be parked around.
That'll be horrible, and I'll tell you why. Because if you've ever been to this place, it's so small. It's like, we live in it's an upper middle class area. It has like some retaining charm about it, real small shops, mom and pop and stuff like that. Sandy Hook is tiny. And to think of all these people converging on this place when people just want quiet, it's actually really, that I don't agree with. And I feel very bad for these people. But I do know that the parents that were, they lost children, the people in the community, they've asked people to put up candles in their windows as like a quiet memorial. I'm sure there's going to be masks and things like that, but people, they want to be left alone and they want this situation that happened to be the beginning of a big change. That's their two wishes, from what I understand.
How will you be tomorrow, Kelly?
I don't know. like I said, I just had a child myself. I think that anyone would understand that brings you into a new emotional territory. Yeah. Anyway, I'll be sad. I'll be really sad. I'm sad now. Just thinking about them.
I think a lot of people tomorrow will be thinking about them from all around the world, you know.
Oh yeah, I'm not alone, I know that.
But it's like everyone's school, isn't it? It's like the school that I used to stand outside waiting to pick up my daughter and my son, and everyone will think that even today as they stand outside the gates.
Yeah. I hope they do. I hope that there's some change that comes from this. I hope there's some positivity as well. Like we did a Pay It Forward last year. We brought in 26 kids and we did something special for them, and we hope that they passed it on. You know, you hope that something little you do is going to make a change in the future. Maybe people should be looking to doing the same thing tomorrow and through the season and through the year.
Yeah,
I would certainly encourage it.
Kelly, listen, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself. Little boy or little girl?
Little girl.
What's her name?
Giselle Lucy.
Ah, lovely Giselle. Listen, give her loads of hugs from us, yeah.
Of course. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Kelly. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Tomorrow is the anniversary, December 14th, 2012. That shooting in Sandy Hook. 20 children from one school and 6 adult staff.